Felix? Kent called, from the sound not one bit closer. Yes, Nathan, he hissed. There was a short pause. Felix used it to throw a chunk of masonry at an oncoming ant. The trouble was he couldn't see at all, and the sensors were sharply localized by the siliconite hanging in the air. Felix, do you want me to come? That too? He must let him off the hook as well? Great. Never mind. It's over. Do it. No, Nathan. They'd only get you too. Save yourself. Well, if you're sure. Felix threw his head back, cackling wickedly. Fuck you, hero, he thought. Then he decided to say it. Fuck. And again, the cavern pitched. The entire center support system collapsed during the rocking. A single beam, jutting up at a slant from the floor, was struck just right by a falling block. The beam seesawed wildly, a fulcrum, vaulting up out of the soft sand. It flattened two ants against the remainder of the ceiling. Felix shook himself. He realized he'd been just staring. There was something he should be doing instead of just... You fool, he groaned disgustedly. He'd been waiting for Kent to come anyway. Fool, he said again. Come on, damn you! He was urging no particular direction. He had no plan. He was just calling the engine, beckoning, beseeching. He moaned as he tripped over something he couldn't see and banged his chin. It didn't hurt, of course. He wasn't hurt. He was just falling apart, cracking like the goddamned bunker. More ants stumbled toward him. He turned away. Distantly, he heard Kent's faint voice calling. The debris in the siliconite had finally cut him off completely. He tried once to understand what Kent was saying, but it was too faint. Too faint and too late. He remembered the fissure. He turned his head. It was there, small and narrow. Too narrow. They'd catch him up there, he knew. Sure as hell, they'd come up and pull him down, and... Shut up! He barked loudly. He stomped through the cloying sand to the sharp rays of sunlight. What choice was there? Sit and wait for him? Not these bastards, he thought angrily, as though he both knew and disliked them personally. He paused beneath the fissure. The first part looked possible. He leaped and grabbed the edges. He pulled himself up, wedging past the first bottleneck with considerable difficulty. The siliconite again. It made it hard to shove through. The sand was firmer, less yielding. He looked up. It got narrower. He'd never make it all the way. What else, then? Pop his suit when they came? Damn. He planted his boots and wedged himself up past the second bottleneck. He stopped halfway through, caught. He'd hung up on something. He reached back and unclipped the culprit, his last blaze bomb. He reattached it on the other side. Why'd you bother? He asked himself when he'd finished. Planning to end it that way? A blaze bomb would do breathtaking things in this rat hole, sure enough. Entomb him, for one.